Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack. We're back, ready to attack the microphone. Hey, Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
At least you remember our names on this take.
Well, it's not that I can't remember. It's I had the audio going into, I don't know what I was doing. Basically, it overloaded the system and broke it.
Okay, because we just recorded a podcast, so I figured it was all set up and ready to go. But I guess it's different when there's only two.
Well, I had to create a new file for the new podcast.
That's tough because your RC was the 10th season, right?
We're in the 9th season of the Ramble.
9th season, so RC9, and the number of this episode podcast number is what?
2.
2, so it's only this. Oh, that's right, it's only the second one we've done. So
for this season, yeah.
This season.
The season 8, I think, of the Ramblecast only had like 6 episodes.
Really? So it's a little.
It was like season 1 of The Office.
Okay. And so if this would have been season 1 of the Ramblecast, we weren't sure if it was going to come back. Because The Office, remember the first 6 episodes weren't well received.
Well, I think they were okay received. I just don't think they were very, you know, the ratings weren't that great.
Well, the rating, that's not well received.
I guess. But what about well received by the critics, right? There's like, there's two different types of well received.
Nobody cares about the critics.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just don't care. Right?
Yeah.
Anyone could be a critic. Now, I'm not, if you're a critic and you're listening to this podcast, I'm not really saying your job is not that, you know, not knocking your job, but really, couldn't anybody be a critic?
I guess so.
Now, if you're a critic that someone has respect for and
that's the term, right? Everybody's a critic.
Everyone. Yeah, exactly. So if you're a critic, though, some people you know, I respect your opinion on certain things. So I'm going to listen to what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's a critic, I think, is doing their job.
Yeah.
Has credibility. At least can go both ways with it. It's just not this way, this way, this way, this way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I don't know if that makes sense, but. I forgot what we were talking. Oh, The Office. I think we were worried it was going to come back, right?
What, The Office? We liked it,
but Michael Scott was uncomfortable to watch.
Well, the first season was he was being more of a David Brent, Ricky Gervais's version of the character, which
and there's only one Ricky Gervais, so you can't really be him.
Yeah, but so I think that's where David Brent, that character so well. Is you know that uncomfortable?
Well, that's just the British, right? They're uncomfortable anyway. So
no, not, I think it's I think it, I don't I, think it's I, racist, I, but I think it's prejudice against. The
no,
British.
I can say that because I'm 54% British.
Oh, I guess so.
So how can I be racist against my own people? I don't
You're
like
racist
my
against
people.
Half of your people.
Half of my people, yeah. Well, no, more than half. 54%.
It's true. It's a majority share.
I know math is tough for you, but that's majority.
I'm saying roughly.
I'm a Brit. That's all I got to say. I can say whatever
did
I want.
Say British specifically, or like the British Isles? That could be Scottish, Welsh.
Well,
it's a lot of Scottish, a lot of Welsh,
and stuff Irish. Like that. But I know I was a little depressed on July 4th. I don't know why. I guess maybe because I found out I'm 54% British. I lost. I'm just in one of those moods today. It's just like I don't like to complain.
Uh-huh.
You know me, I don't like to complain.
Yeah, never. Never.
Can we get people to stop changing their Twitter names and Instagram names all the time?
Who cares? Why does that matter?
Because I think I'm following someone new. I go, "Who is this?" I'm not like you. I'm not prejudiced against people on Twitter. I'm not
prejudiced against anybody
on
Twitter.
You don't follow them, so you're
I follow people.
You follow a few.
Uh-huh.
A select few. You're very selective on who you follow, so that to me would be prejudiced.
Uh-huh.
I just don't care. Mm-hmm. I'm one with everyone.
Sure.
Even though I'm 54% British. But the people, they change their name constantly. I go, "Wait, who is this now?"
Yeah.
I go, just keep your name. Just keep one name. Find something that works and stick with it.
I think you're being an old man right now.
No,
I think it's not that big a deal.
It it's like changing my real. It's like I can't just go and change my name to like Fred, right?
Sure, you can do that.
I'd have to go through the whole loops and hoops.
I don't think it's that hard to change your name.
I think it is. You have to go and legally change it.
No, you can just assume it.
No, because legally I couldn't go.
You start calling yourself Jim.
Yeah, I could call myself Jim, but I get on a plane. Well, you're not Jim. And then right away I'd be put on a no-fly list because I changed my name. Why am I changing my name?
Nah, you can do it. It's doable.
No, you have to legally change it.
Technically, you don't. It's not.
I think it should be harder to change your name.
You can have an assumed name.
No, you can have an assumed name, but
yeah.
It should be
it's
harder.
It's like famous people. Don't they have a lot of fake names, but they're really legally a different name? It's just an assumed name.
But people on Twitter and Instagram, it should be harder. There should be a rule only once a year. What's the big deal? Because I don't know who you are, and you keep changing your name. I go, who is this person?
But the profile picture or whatever should at least maybe give a hint or a clue.
They change that too. Mine's the same. I'm Crackpot Jack. The same picture I've had for 20 years. That's it. That's the picture.
But again, you're an old timer when it comes to the internet. So you just don't understand. You don't get Snapchat.
I changed my profile picture on Facebook, but the name is the same. Twitter and Instagram, it's frustrating. I can't take it anymore. People keep your if I follow almost everybody.
Uh-huh.
Keep your name the same. Or I might just say forget it. I'm done with you.
Uh-huh.
I'm throwing that threat out there. I'm not holding back.
Mm mm-hmm. Mhm.
I know people go, oh, please don't unfollow me. Please, please.
But I don't think it's that big a deal. I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill. You're doing that thing you do where you complain about things you don't really need to.
No, that's a real thing. I don't think I'm alone on this.
Oh, well, ask the listeners listening right now.
This sounds like texting and driving. You said it was no big deal back 8-9 years ago.
I didn't say it wasn't a big deal. I said you're coming in here like you have facts and you don't have any facts. You just have an opinion.
But it turned out my opinion was fact.
Your opinion was the right opinion, but it was your opinion.
It was fact, like most of my opinions are. They're fact.
Listen, I know that you have a very Trumpian way about you, but just because it's your opinion does not mean it's fact.
Don't try and throw me under the bus on that guy.
No, I'm just saying. You and Trump have similar styles. You're very bombastic.
Sure, we do. You know. I can't get the comb over, though. I can't get that comb over going. This week cemented that. I said last week, and I'll say it again, I'm not voting for either one. Don't even try to convince me I'm not voting for either one of them.
Good for you. I'm happy for you.
This country is built on is now. It's not like, hey, I'm 100% behind this person. Hey, I hate this person more than I hate that person. That's what I'm voting. It's really that bad. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is here in America.
Do you want to make America great again?
I think America could be great again, but it's just like, but these two options are not going to help. It's just like, come on, please. This is what we have. Nobody wanted the job. You know what? I'll run. I'll run for president.
Good job. Good job.
I could probably do a better job.
Anyways, I will be voting for one of them, and it won't be Trump. Really? Which again, it's sad to say. Like I'm not a big Hillary fan. I can't do anything that will prevent or prevent Trump from coming into office.
Like I said on The Married Men, I don't think it was well received by the two hosts. I was laughing at today at the.
It's a little extreme. Like it's saying she's as bad as Jared Fogle. That's a little extreme. A little bit.
It's jokes. It's comedy.
Yeah, it's a joke.
You got to lighten up and be. It was people on Twitter being funny, and it was because most of the time some things on Twitter where they get going, it's like, that's not funny. But I sat like a half hour reading these things, just going, this is funny. This is funny stuff. I mean, it was funny. It's extreme comedy. It's taking it to the extreme, obviously. And sometimes you just have to be able to laugh at yourself. And
no, I agree. Listen, I'm all for like making fun of people.
Oh,
and
sure you are. Sure
but
you.
It's a little.
How would you know? You don't follow anybody.
I do. I pay attention to the internets. I work with young people. They keep me hip to the.
They keep you hip,
know,
on
hip,
what's going
hip
on.
To what's going on. To the I don't even know what's the hip young social thing.
Well, because you're old now.
Because there's like these Colleen does Snapchat, but I don't really get Snapchat. And there's like another one out there that's big, and so I do feel a little old in that sense. But I tried at least.
Your mom does Snapchat, but she only follows like five people. And I go, I don't do the Snapchat. I don't chat. Or I don't do all these different things.
Again, they change Instagram to a linear thing.
You know what happened? I'd start following people on Snapchat, and they'd change their name. And it would just irritate
me. Why? It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. Stop changing your name. Pick a name.
Let it go.
Why do you have to keep changing
let
your name?
Go.
Are you
Are you hiding from the
IRS or the NSA or who are you hiding from? Why do you have to keep changing your name? Stop changing. And you know who you people are. Stop changing your name.
Because they want to change it up. It's not a big deal.
After the married man, I'm already going to have Patriots fans mad at me. And I was just kidding.
People already know that you kind of always rag on the Patriots. That's not a new angle for this podcast, by any means.
I like to pick on people that get upset. It's easy. If I was a Patriots fan, I wouldn't care what you said about my team.
We're over 10 minutes. We're past the 10-minute mark here, and we haven't yet thanked the people that make this show possible, our patrons over at patreon.com.
I'm going to change my name to Patreon on Twitter.
It's patreon.com/JandJack. If you'd like to become one of our patrons, you could do so over at jandjack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link on our page. We have a list of all of our patrons that we thank for making this show possible. So thank you to all of you. And also we have a special promotion going on right now with Loot Crate over at lootcrate.com/JandJack. Use the promo code JandJack to get a discount off your first order for less than $20 a month. You get $45 worth of geeky goodness. Each month has its own theme. Jack, what is this month's theme?
This one is really special. You get 5 special minutes. And to understand that, you have to listen to Merry Man.
Oh man!
Five free minutes that just
use them however you want to.
However you want to use it, but no one can bother you in those 5 minutes unless you want someone bothering you.
Yeah,
in those 5 minutes, that's what you get. And I'm telling you right now, if that could really happen, people would be doing Loot Crate like there's no tomorrow. Especially you married couples out there with kids.
Yeesh. That is that. Jack, how is your 4th of July week? How was
It was great. Family came over. The grandson came over. It was fun. He didn't have a change of clothes, and he got a little wet playing with his grandfather. So I kind of felt bad.
You didn't feel bad. Don't feign.
At one point, I did say, hey, dude, do you have a change of clothes? Of course, he's 2. And he looked at me and he kept, more water. I said, okay, all right, we'll do it. More water. He liked it. He had fun.
That's good.
It's 90 degrees out here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it was fine. It wasn't like it was snowing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, right? Am I right?
Sure. I guess you're right.
Were you upset by it? I mean, we did get him a big T-shirt.
It's whatever. I don't care.
What's funny, because we were calling him Baby Jesus, because he did look like he had like a Jesus outfit on. Didn't it?
Yes. I didn't get to experience your third pool in your third year. New pool at the Glatfelter house.
Third pool?
You haven't yet. This is your third one you've had, right?
Second one.
Second? I thought you had one before you got the one that you had last year.
No.
No, okay.
No, last year was a year where my wife insisted you could, even though the backyard was at a 45-degree angle, you could put the pool up and the water would hold in there. And I let her do it, knowing it was going to be wrong. I didn't put it together. It was my future son-in-law and her and my daughter put it up. And guess what happened? The water ran out, because water, if it's at an angle, just goes, it follows the flow.
Yeah, it's not static. It doesn't stay. You know?
So I was shocked that it didn't work. And then, so after that, I had to dig a hole and level out part of the backyard to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I don't like to say I was right and you were wrong.
I don't like to say I told you so.
No, I don't even like to say that. I don't need to. I go, oh, look, the water's holding while it's level.
Shocker. But
stop,
it's also
changing Instagram.
It was nice, you know, while you were cooking the food to see your next door neighbor has put up a fantastic fence.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice one. Let's just put it this way. The guy that put up my deck and fence, I work with him. He's pretty anal.
Yeah.
would not approve of this fence.
Well, it's a horrible looking fence, and I know maybe we should take a picture so we can show people at home. But this fence looks like crap. It looks like somebody slapped it together real quick.
It does, but they're my neighbors. I know them.
But like,
what am I going to do? Say, hey, neighbor, you really?
Yes, because fence, you have to live next to that thing. It's hideous.
I'm not that type of person. I'm not going to sit there and criticize their fence. It is. It looks stupid.
Uh huh.
But I'm not you. I'm not going to sit there and be nitpicky about something like that. And
I would, because I have to look at it every day.
And I'm not going to report my. It's like when our neighbor who used to live here a couple doors down painted, came out and it was this hideous type blue color. It was like,
yeah, it's like a green or something. It was gross.
I don't know what it was, but it was like, oh my God. And I go, and he came up to me and go, yeah, Jack, sorry. He's from New York. I go, hey, it's your house. You can paint it any color you want. Well, the rest of the neighbors didn't feel that way. They reported it to the. And he had to repaint the house. I wasn't going to make him do that.
I guess it's – but his – so say like that's the point of being in a HOA is that, you know, it's – you're trying to have a community and that lowers the value of their other houses.
I'm only 12% German, so I don't feel his need to have to dictate my rules on people. So
Well, it just – it could lower the value of your house when people see a really crappy fence next to your house.
I don't think the fence is going to be that big a deal. Oh,
it is.
I was going to give you $3 million for your house, but that fence –
No, you might not even just – you might not just sell the house. Could be like, I don't want this. It has a gross house next to it with a crappy gate.
It's fence.
Fence, gate, whatever.
It is weird. I mean, the poster on the wrong side, the
– It's uneven. Like each little spoke or whatever is uneven.
Well, it's not a bike, but it's...
What would you call it? What, the panels, the planks,
wickets,
whatever?
Wickets, planks. I think they're planks. But at least they put the planks on my side because I was going to buy planks because I didn't want the fence look. You know, the two by eights.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want that look in the post, but I did end up getting the post look. But not, I don't know why they did what they did. But anyway...
It's horrible. They have
two dogs. They just moved in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know...
They start off on the wrong foot.
I'm not going to be that neighbor who says, you know, hey, you're just new to the neighborhood. Why? What are you thinking?
What the heck are you thinking? Because when I drove up, I was like, what the heck?
But I'm not you. I just. In fact, your mom was staring at it one day. I go, let's go. We have plans. Let's go. Let's move. You're not going to change that fence by staring at it. Let's go.
You could say something. Say, hey.
I'm not that guy.
This fence looks horrible.
I'm more upset about people changing their name on Twitter.
But why? Because that doesn't change anything.
It does change.
You have to wake up every morning and look at this crappy fence.
I don't look at the fence. I don't look at the fence.
I find it offensive.
I run by it really quick. Whoa. Okay. I do look at it. I did look at it today going, man, that's just...
Because, you know, like Troy kind of did up his little back deck, looked really nice.
Yeah.
And now it's a crappy fence that surrounds it, makes it look like crap.
But he has a son and he has dogs, and, you know, Troy didn't mind walking his dog. You're letting him walk all over you.
When the new neighbor comes in, you got to lay the law and you're letting him walk all over you.
It's America. I live in America.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Soviet Union. They can do whatever they want.
Just ask the Native Americans how America does things, okay?
Well, I have been watching the America West, and, you know, okay, it was bad.
Anyway.
It was, you look back and I go, that was really bad.
Yeah, kind of was.
I mean, it was pretty crappy what they did, but, you know, hey. At one point, I thought, after...
That's why I was in full support of Andrew Jackson getting kicked off the $20 bill. Get the boot.
He's probably upset by that, too.
Yeah. He might be. He might be that much of a contemptuous a-hole that he would still be upset.
At least they kept Hamilton.
You need to keep Hamilton. The whole point you have that piece of paper is because of him.
He goes, I got shot in a duel. What's the deal here, you know?
By
the vice president. What's going on here?
But like he invented the modern banking system, so how do you not have him on, you know, $10 bill?
Maybe after 2008 we didn't want the
I'm saying the basis by which
I
think you know what I meant.
I know what you meant.
Before you had to make your dumb joke.
Turn Washington Spies.
Yes.
Which has actually gotten really good. It the first season. hey, I know you're giving me this side. The first season was okay. I made fun of the first season.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
When we did Jay and Jack TV.
Yep.
It's gotten better each season, and this season was probably the best season. But they do have a Alexander Hamilton on there, and they make him look like Alexander Hamilton. It's kind of freaky.
Well, like with like prosthetics and stuff.
I don't know. I don't think they got an actor that said, hey, you
like
look
he's just in like kind of the portrait mode from the $10 bill and he just kind of stands like that.
It's like they took the guy at the $10 bill and just said, here, stand that way. It's scary. He does look like him. And it's like, oh man. But then you watch George Washington's character and he's portrayed as very stoic and very, I don't know, very, he's just got like a, he's just very boring. Uh-huh. George Washington. And there's no way George Washington could get elected
little,
today.
Little stiff, little wooden, like very, his teeth.
Very, well, yeah, but he technically didn't have wooden teeth.
I know. So.
His teeth were from slaves and stuff like that. But he is just, the way they portray him is boring.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, Washington. Oh, it just like, there's no way George Washington, the founding father, first president of the United States, could ever be president. There's no way he could win an election today. There's no way.
Why?
Because he's boring.
War hero. War heroes get elected easy. There hasn't been one in a long time. But
not anymore.
Because there hasn't been any war heroes. So
there's always been war heroes.
Yeah, the last one, boy, like Eisenhower.
Well, Eisenhower, but there's been other war heroes since then.
Like generals and leaders?
Yeah, there's been generals and leaders. Petraeus could have probably done it if he didn't screw up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he made a mistake. Release some information he probably shouldn't have. Okay, I get it. I didn't know my mistress was going to write a book. I'm sorry, but you know he probably could have ran for president and been successful.
Yeah,
I mean, he was likable. People mm-hmm. liked him. He seemed like an honorable guy. But
on the battlefield, just not. You know.
I'm just telling you, George Washington. The way they portray him is boring.
But yeah, it's a TV show.
In fact, when George Washington comes on the screen, I go, oh, again with George?
But I think, you know, it's a TV show, so you can't use that as like historical fact.
I always
like
thought, I always
your
thought
opinion,
this,
you can't use it as historical fact.
I always thought if I had money, I'd like to produce a show on the History Channel. You get all the presidents. You have 44 of them right now, right? In history.
So, yep.
You have actors portraying different, you know, like say George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and you have the nation. They have a campaign, they vote, and you keep narrowing it down until we finally pick who would be the president.
The ultimate president?
Ultimate president. Who would win the ultimate? And
probably Lincoln.
Maybe. But the actors.
I mean, let's think about it. So if we're out of 44 presidents, and they all have to like campaign on what they did as president.
What they did as president.
I think Lincoln wins.
Well, you have to have the actors would be in charge of their own campaign. They'd have to raise the money. I think wouldn't this be a great show?
I don't know about raising money. I think it's like cool, like, you know, a March Madness kind of thing, right?
Yeah, it would go on for like, you could do it on and off. You wouldn't do it this year because this election is going to be so exciting. But you do it on another.
It's going to be exciting for the pure, you know, ish show that it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a train wreck, and I think people like train wreck. It really has become what people are saying. A reality show.
Yeah.
It's like I don't watch the Kardashians, but I guess this is what we've turned into. But no, I just think that you go to the History Channel. If someone's listening to the History Channel, just give me some credit, throw me some cash. But I've thought this for the longest time. You have all the and they just campaign. I mean, but you have like a George Washington. If you're running against George Washington, you're thinking, okay, this is the guy. This guy is the founder. He's on the $1 bill. He's what kept this country to, you know, when it was just starting out, he was the one that kept it together. He was, you know, the glue that held the country together. But he did own slaves. So is that going to go against him? I mean, you could. Am I right?
Yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Lincoln wins.
Thomas Jefferson, again, same guy. He wrote Declaration of Independence. Very smart guy, but he owned slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone has skeletons in their closet. If so, it'd be interesting to see. Who would Lincoln win the South?
Yeah.
There's still, I mean, you look, we have a host on our show that's still bitter about the North. So,
I don't think he's bitter about Lincoln, though.
Well, I've seen some comments.
No, I think Lincoln wins. I think Lincoln wins.
I think Lincoln would be definitely in the top two or three.
So, who do you think beats Lincoln?
I think Lincoln would win, but I'm saying you got Kennedy. Kennedy would get some votes. Reagan would get some votes.
But, I mean, arguably, like Kennedy, like what in terms of what he did.
Washington would get some votes. I mean, there'd be some people that when you're voting go, who's that? That was a president?
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't even know, like, let's like Millard Fillmore or Rutherford, you know, Hayes or someone like that.
Rutherford B.
We wouldn't even know who that is.
Yeah.
A lot of people wouldn't know. So, you know, but you got Eisenhower.
So could there be like a Cinderella story, like a Grover Cleveland?
You know, Teddy Roosevelt and his cousin, Franklin Roosevelt.
Yep. FDR, they would get Teddy.
Some votes. So FDR would get some votes. So I think it's, I don't think it's cut and dry that Lincoln.
I mean, again, there's like a good top 10 there, but I think Lincoln wins out. He saved the Union.
I think once you got down to the top 10, then I think you get into the nitty gritty.
And that's where I think Lincoln, because Lincoln ended slavery, the worst, you know, the biggest scourge, you know, on America's history.
If I'm running against Lincoln, I keep saying, you know, 600,000 people died.
Yeah. This horrible institution.
But I get that, but you just keep throwing that out there. People don't care about what.
Give me somebody that you think would be the biggest competition against Lincoln. Give me who would be the biggest threat to him.
I think Washington would get some votes. I think Reagan would get some votes. I think Kennedy. I think Roosevelt. Both Roosevelt. Well, I don't think Teddy Roosevelt. I don't know if he's as popular as Franklin.
I like Teddy.
I could have got behind Teddy. I would have charged up that hill with Teddy.
I know Reagan has his ardent supporters, but I don't know if he makes. Maybe he could crack the top 10 because he's got a lot of easily pickable.
They all do.
But I'm saying like
Clinton could get some votes because but the problem with Clinton is could the actor be as charismatic as him? That would be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where Clinton gets his. He can look right at you and tell you he cares about you, and you're oh thank you, and he just has that. He just has that gift. I mean, that just comes down to the actor.
So you say Washington could beat Lincoln.
Washington would get – he'd definitely be in the top 10.
Oh, God. Washington's like top 3.
I don't know.
Who do you put – so it's like Lincoln, Washington, and
– I think Reagan would be in the top 3. I think
no. –
but then you got
How do
Kennedy.
You put Reagan in the top 3? You can't put Reagan in the top 3. Iran-Contra affair.
People don't care about that. He's very popular.
He gave arms to Osama bin Laden. Every
Republican that runs today, what do they say? I'm Reagan.
But they aren't. And even then, like, they're not even remotely like Reagan was.
Because Reagan wasn't that conservative compared to some of the people today.
But Reaganomics, arguable with that. Like, I don't know. I don't think Reagan's not top three.
Reagan cracks top 5 easily.
I guess, because that's like, you know, that's the conservatives' one last hope. But I don't think he's top five.
I think Clinton is definitely the top 6 or 7.
I wouldn't put Clinton that far up.
It's just very popular. I mean, he's very popular.
I don't know.
They all seem to gain popular because even you look at Nixon. Nixon, if he didn't make that one mistake,
he enacted some really good policies.
Yeah, he would have been
Clean Air Act, EPA.
He tried to get health care reform. He tried to pass that, but he made one big mistake.
Well, yeah, he's kind of like a horrible person, but he did make some good things or try to do some good things.
And he would have been considered a great president if he didn't screw up. I think maybe I should go to History Channel with this idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
I've had the idea.
But again, I think your top, your final four. So if we're doing this March Madness style, your final four, Lincoln, Washington, FDR, and...
I think Reagan cracks it.
I wouldn't.
I think Reagan cracks it. Reagan was popular.
I get that he was popular.
He was like your grandpa. He just was. I mean,
I'm trying to think of like, you know, things if they're campaigning on what they did. And again, FDR might be like 4 on that because there's a lot of things he did weren't really good.
He did a lot of bad things. I mean, what they did to the Japanese Americans. I mean,
yeah.
You could point to that. I mean, every president has those things.
There's
he shouldn't have done that. There's a lot of.
But you say FDR at least kind of took or helped America get through one of its darkest hours.
Problem with FDR, he just wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
It's like, you're back again? But let's see. You know, Truman might get some votes because he was
Truman's not even top 10.
He wasn't that popular as a president, but
I don't know if he's top 15 or 20. He dropped the bomb.
He did drop the bomb. I mean,
who would be my final four? I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan. I don't know if he'd get final four, but I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt fan.
I love Teddy Roosevelt.
I would love to see him in
there. He was a man's man, as they said back then. He's
a fascinating dude.
I'm not a hunter.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't dislike hunters, but you know, the ones that do it for sport, I can come on. If you're doing it to eat and survive, I'm cool with that. But no, I think it'd be Reagan, Washington, Lincoln, and probably FDR.
And out of those, your final two would be Washington, Lincoln, and Lincoln wins.
I don't even know if it'd be Washington. I think maybe because you got to get modern day. So I think Lincoln wins. I think ultimately Lincoln wins because how do you argue against Lincoln?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's my whole point. Lincoln wins.
The guy was self-taught. I mean, he taught himself.
Yeah. He died a martyr. Like, I mean, you can't.
He didn't mind sharing his bed with another man. I mean, he has all that going for him. So he just has a lot going for him.
Anyway,
I think that'd be an interesting show to see what would happen. It wouldn't be like a one day. It'd just be like, 13 weeks, like a summer show. And you go on the internet and you vote.
Yeah.
Kind of like the All-Star game where you just keep voting and voting and voting.
I'm kind of over the voting for the All-Star game. There's like all these Cub players that aren't that great that are going to be the starting players. Like, ugh. But hey, Will Myers, my new favorite player. Kudos, props.
I like Will Myers. I'm a big fan of Will Myers. Him and Melvin. I'm now on the Melvin Upton. Don't trade him now.
Yeah, you want to keep him?
I want to keep him and Drew Pomerantz. Keep him. And that's about it.
Yeah. Trade them. Trade them all.
The All-Star game is next week in lovely San Diego, California, Petco Park. Did you see that? You see that they opened up the Hall of Fame, San Diego Baseball Hall of Fame, and they did not put Bud Selig's name on it.
Oh, they didn't?
They didn't. The fans, because I remember I was just livid. I was so ticked when I heard it. I go, Bud Selig, what has he ever done for San Diego?
They need to have something here for when he visited and they had to kiss the ring. So that's cool. They just didn't end up not doing it anyway.
Yeah, they said, hey, Bud, if you give us the All-Star game, we'll name it. But you know what? You're gone. They did say they called up and said, hey, Bud, yeah, we just decided we can't put your name on there.
We actually, you know, want to try and, you know, keep
it. It is
fans.
Funny, though. We're harder on commissioners of sports than we are presidents in the United States.
I don't know. I think equally hard.
Do you know anybody that likes a commissioner of any sport?
No, but I think that's kind of their role.
You should be hated.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Like, if I was going to be the commissioner, I would know that's what I'm getting into.
Because, you know, you have Roger Goodell, and he's brought a lot of it on himself. I mean, he's not likable, and he's made a lot of huge mistakes. And that's one thing where I agree with Patriots fans. Like, he's terrible. I thought he should have resigned with the whole Ray Rice thing. And if he had any character, he would have. But we put more, you know, our politicians, we go, oh, they lied, it's okay. But if a commissioner of baseball or football or basketball lies, oh, we hate this guy, he's got to quit. Because do we take our sports more serious than we do our political stuff?
I think so. It's kind of like the easier thing to kind of throw all your weight behind.
Maybe we know more about it, we care more, we're more passionate about it. Because it does seem funny that we do care more about what the commissioner of a sport is doing than what our leaders are doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's that sad proposition.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take the job because I think Goodell made like $40-something million last year. You can hate on me all you want for $40 million.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I'd take it. It's better than the $400,000 the president gets.
Yeah. I mean, that's another thing too. Goodell got $40 million. The president of the United States gets $400,000. Now, to be honest, the president's supposed to be doing it for, you know, the politicians are not supposed to be making, it's not supposed to be a career and making money off it. It's supposed to be doing, you know, your civic duty.
Yeah, you're doing civic duty, yeah.
But still, that's a lot of stress, a lot of aggravation for, But, you know, when they come out, they do make, they get, you know, they get put on all these boards and they get, you know, get to write books and all that different stuff. And
it's a pretty sweet gig afterwards.
Afterwards, yeah. It's because then your popularity goes up too.
Yeah.
I think Obama's like 48-49%. I guarantee you once he's gone, he'll be like 59-60%.
I think he's in the 50s now.
Is he up to the 50s now?
Yeah, he's been the I don't give an F president this past year, which I think has helped him a bit.
Yeah, I just don't care.
you can hate me all you want.
I don't care. I'm almost done with this job.
But I've kind of liked it. It's been a little bit refreshing. Little less politician and a little more, you know, just saying what he thinks, which is
yeah, I don't care.
Anyway, All-Star Game coming to San Diego. We will be in San Diego in a couple weeks, which is pretty exciting. Right?
Yes, it is. Well, yes. Good. Yes.
No? You're not excited?
Well, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, there's some stuff going on, so it's good.
Yeah. I'm trying not to think about that.
I know.
But it's now I'm thinking about it.
I know, but it is going to happen. So, I mean, it's some closure time for people and, you know, move on.
Yeah.
Sorry to bring the show to a screeching halt, but...
No,
I can't
it's
help.
Fine.
It's always in my mind that that's what's going to happen when I go there. So I'm
sure,
really
sure.
As much fun as I look forward to Comic-Con, I'm really not really looking forward to it this year because I got a lot of other things going on. So.
Well, before that, we have one of the most anticipated events of the summer with Ghostbusters coming out.
I'd rather vote for Hillary or Trump.
Come on, it's not that bad.
I'm serious. I go, I'm this is a wait and see. It's gonna have to get like a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't care about the critics, but the fans have to say, all right, we were wrong. It's the funniest movie I've seen in a long. I don't want to hear funniest movie this summer, because has there been a funny movie this summer?
Central Intelligence was good.
Yeah, that's the Kevin Hart movie.
Yeah,
I've seen
funny.
That. I saw the other ones with the.
But honestly, I think
I saw
Rock,
the other ones with Ice Cube, so I saw the movie already.
No, I think the Rock actually almost steals the show. That's my review of it. There.
All right.
It was really funny.
When does Ghostbusters 3 come out?
Well, it's rebooted, so it's just Ghostbusters, and it July 15th, I think. So next week.
Wow. So next. No, wait, what's today? Yes, next week. Next Friday, a week from Friday, right? Wait, tomorrow's the 8th, so next Thursday, a week from Thursday. Are you doing the math here?
Trying to. Yeah, a week. It's Thursday, or almost a week. Well, actually, people hear this a week. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know when you're listening to this. It could be any time.
Maybe in 100 years. What's how's the song go? Next on Lost, a TV show. Next
maybe
on,
it's next week. Maybe it's in a couple days.
Next on Lost.
That's a good song.
I still want to do the podcast where we talk about all the songs, but you don't want to.
You will. Relax.
You don't want to do it.
No, I do. Just
I want to play all the songs and let
take
people
a chill pill. Okay.
Enjoy all the crappy songs you wrote over the years. And let
I made
them.
A lot of great songs.
There was a lot of fantastic songs in that.
We recently had some of the songs on our 10th anniversary podcast. I don't know if you were there, but we did talk about some there.
Was I there? I don't recall. I knew a couple that I had were probably people want to listen to, but yours, maybe not.
I'm here to tell you a story that really was kind of strange.
That's what happens when you get on Dharma's plane.
I don't know. This show is driving me insane.
There must be 50 ways to leave the island. I forgot about that one.
I haven't. I had to produce it.
Actually,
I will never forget it.
Isn't it great, though, the 50 to get on Dharma's plane? I mean, that is just a great line.
Well, what I love is like your rhyme scheming just kind of repeats itself. So it's like plane, insane, Jane, Mame.
Bane.
Okay.
All right. There was no cocaine. There was no cocaine in the song.
Rogaine.
Yeah, there might have been Rogaine for Locke. That's why I'm angry. My Rogaine didn't work. Anyway, I forgot about that song. Jeez. Did I have three?
What?
50 Ways, 50 Ways, Long Live Locke, and Long from American Pie.
Oh, yeah. God, those are really bad.
Yeah.
I don't even think I have those anymore. I know I have 50 Ways to Leave.
How do you not have those two songs?
Because they were bad. Long, I think I
Long Live
them.
Lock?
Yeah.
Come on and join the flock. Long live flock. Bye bye log carrying guy. That's what it was.
Oh, that's right. Bye bye log carrying guy.
I don't know. Drove the Chevy, the VW van to the, I don't know what's gone. Anyway, I think people are crying for those songs. They want them.
Yeah.
Anyway, stop changing your Instagram. That's all I got. So you're gonna go? Are you gonna go see Ghostbusters on opening night?
Yeah.
Are you taking the family?
Not opening night, but I think that's Saturday. I think the sisters are going to watch Zach, so Colleen and I.
Oh, really? So it's a date, and so you're not dragging your poor son out to see that movie?
No.
He'd probably like it, though.
No.
Will you give an honest review on the next podcast?
I will give an honest review.
Because you've never been really honest about Ghostbusters 2, so.
Ghostbusters 2 is not that bad. I'm not going to, whatever, but I will give an honest review. What do you think the percentage on Rotten Tomatoes will be for the reviews?
For the fans?
No, for the critics.
Oh, critics will be like 25%.
25%? I was thinking 30%.
So we're same boat there.
Are we doing Price is Right rules?
Yeah, Price is Right rules going over and under.
So if it's over, you busted. Yeah. So Jack, you're saying 25. I will say
26. You said 30.
I did say 30, but I might just go with 26 just to be safe. 26. but yeah, I did see a movie this week.
Oh, did you?
All by my lonesome. Went by myself. Thank you, Chris and Boston, following your words of advice from our Married Man show. Because Colleen she's not a big Pixar fan. I really wanted to see Finding Dory, so I went and saw Finding Dory.
You didn't take your son?
No, he's not old enough to go to movies yet.
You took him to see Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but that was like a planned thing, and it was more for the cutesiness of going. He didn't know what was going on.
He would sit there and watch it.
2-hour movie? I don't know.
I think he'd watch it.
Well, so the Ghostbusters thing, like I've got some of the toys from the movie. And he is scared of him. Like, I had this cool Slimer toy, and he is freaked out about it. Like, scared of it.
They are kind of scary looking, though.
So, yeah, that's why I wouldn't want to take him to the movie. He might get scared. He's young. He's a little too young for movies. Maybe eventually.
Okay. It's not like you're going to take him to see Jaws.
Finding Dory, there's some scary elements there. And
all right, okay.
It's okay, a little bit older.
All right. I'm not giving you a hard time.
Yeah. I think it's PG. Or maybe it's G. I don't know. But it was a good movie. Like, it wasn't great. It wasn't...
better than the first one?
No, the first one's still better.
First one's Finding Nemo, right?
Finding Nemo. And this one's about Dory, who's the Ellen DeGeneres blue... played by Ellen DeGeneres. It's a blue tang fish.
Is it her... basically her stand-up?
No, her character kind of has short-term memory loss, and she kind of forgets everything.
Oh, okay, that's right.
This story is about her finding her parents.
But she keeps forgetting who they are?
Well, basically, or she forgot that she got lost, and she forgot how to get back to them, and so it was sweet. It was good, but it wasn't great. I would say, as far as Pixar movies go, like it didn't have me bawling, you know, like a Toy Story 3 or Inside Out.
You have to cry. You have to cry.
I think so. That's my barometer for a good Pixar movie. It didn't make me cry.
So I would not. None of them have ever made me cry. So
I think the one I cried the most in was Up.
I've never seen Up all the way. I started watching it. I've seen like the first 20 minutes of it.
It's really the first 5 minutes that just makes you cry like a baby. And then I cried throughout the rest of it.
The first 5 minutes make you cry?
Up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because his wife dies. You know, they get old and she dies.
Well, that happens. I mean,
I watched it after my great-grandmother died, and I cried the whole movie.
I was
going to
say, spoiler, but I guess it's too late now.
What was that, 10, 7 years ago? Whatever it was.
Maybe I didn't see the first... I just remember the kid, he's a Boy Scout or something like that, right?
You missed the beginning.
He ties all the balloons to the house, and the house floats away, and he's stuck on the outside. Can you let me in?
Yeah.
And it's Ed Asner is the old man, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you need a – well, actually, if you want a good cry, just go ahead and put it on.
All right, maybe I'll do that.
Ball your eyes out.
I need a good cry.
Yeah. just ugly cry for 2 hours. But it was good.
Again, going back to Revolution.
Uh-huh.
What was that show? Was it Revolution?
I don't know.
That one where the power went out, they lost all the power?
Yeah, Revolution. Yeah.
Remember the actress? She was the ugly crier?
Yes.
I
forgot about her.
Attractive girl, but when she cried, she was the ugly. I think her name was Charlie on the show, right?
I think so, yeah.
She was the ugliest crier I think I've ever seen. And I hate to say that because it sounds like I'm being rude, but I just always remember commenting on her being an ugly crier. Please don't cry again. Please, please. Anyway, I never finished watching that show.
No?
No, I just gave up on like the last four episodes. They said it was going to get canceled. I said, okay, I'm done.
Gave it up.
I can only, you know, keep up with the show so long. Any other shows? Are you watching any TV shows other than you're rewatching Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Oh, my review for Finding Dory is 3 out of 5 thumbs. 3 out of 5.
It's not bad. I mean,
it's good.
How was the popcorn? Because you got to eat it yourself, right?
No, I didn't get any snacks because there was really long lines. So I was like, screw this.
So you went to the movies and just sat there?
Yeah, and watched the movie.
No popcorn? No? You didn't sneak any candy in or anything like that?
Nope, no candy.
No soda pop? No, no water? Just sat there for 2 hours?
Yeah, just watch the movie. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
I did want to get a water, but it was just it took forever to buy the ticket because there was long lines and people just took forever. And then
they have this new thing called Fandango.
Well, it was they were doing a special. It was a Regal Cinemas. Okay. It was the day after 4th of July.
Okay.
And it was only $5 a ticket, so my ticket was $5.
Well, that's the problem right there. You went on a cheap ticket where all the cheap people come out, and you can't.
It was fine because I was going by myself. I don't need the pomp and circumstance.
But you don't need pomp and circumstance, but you need the popcorn.
No, I was fine. I didn't need it. It was good. I was fine. I'm
sitting the whole time where people munch on the popcorn. God, that popcorn smells good.
3 out of 5 thumbs. Other show, rewatching Game of Thrones, which it's been good because I haven't really watched it since I watched it the first time. I think I've only watched it once all the way through. So it's been good. I've been kind of reading more on the Wikipedia. There's like Game of Thrones Wikipedia. So I'm learning more about the history and everything. So I'm becoming more learned for the Game of Thrones podcast.
So then maybe next season, is it true that it's going to be delayed?
Yeah, I guess weather or something like that. It could possibly be
weather. Come on.
Winter has come.
Well, it's winter and it's supposed to be a winter theme. Just these actors are so soft.
I think it's more like all the equipment and everything that's difficult.
No, it's the actors. They're like, oh, my makeup.
Sure. Other than that, there's not a lot of new. I guess Orange is the New Black is kind of on the back burner to watch, but haven't gotten there yet.
Did you watch season 3?
Have not, so I'm 2 seasons behind on that.
Your mom and I watched the first episode of season 1, and it's kind of like
season 1 or season 3?
Season 3, I'm sorry. And it was like, and I stopped watching it. I don't know why. Just never went back to it. We started watching. We went back and because your mom didn't watch. We're doing a Hell on Wheels podcast, but she never watched the first 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching the first 2 seasons now, and she's liking it. But that we're watching. I started watching Deadwood again. Sorry. I love Deadwood.
I so do I. But
I just it's it,
like
it's
you're a little too obsessed.
It's the writing and the acting.
Literally,
that's what draws me in every time. It's fantastic. It's amazing. I mean, I can just sit there and watch. I just watch their facial expressions. And your mom just finished watching a Justified rewatch. So I'd watch some of that. I just saw that Southland is on Hulu.
That's exciting.
So you never watched it, did you?
I did not. And I won't.
I still challenge you to go watch Southland. It's only 43 episodes. Go watch a couple episodes and tell me it's not a great show.
Nah, I'm good.
I know you're never going to watch back and watch Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I might one day watch Friday Night Lights, but definitely will not.
You won't watch Friday Night Lights because you haven't watched it yet. And everybody says it's a great show. everybody.
Okay.
And you still were, I'm not going to watch it. This camera was shaky. It scared me.
But no, I definitely won't watch Southend. It's out of time. So, no.
Okay. A casual, that TV show I wanted you to binge watch. Its second season's out right now.
Yeah.
Hulu original.
Yeah.
No. Nothing. I can't convince you on anything.
Not yet. Let's see. What else you got?
Narcos season 2 is coming up pretty soon.
Oh, is it? Well, I'll watch that.
Should be coming up soon.
We binge watched that one, yeah.
Yeah. Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I watched the one where they have tickets for the World Series, but then they lose the tickets. You remember that one?
Yes, I do.
And they're fumigating that because there's bed bugs in their apartment. Charlie dresses up as Green Man and gets beat up by the Philly Fanatic. That show is so funny. It's so wrong, but so funny. Laughing at him, wake your mom goes, "What are you doing?" I go, "Laughing, sorry. It's part of a natural reaction when you see something funny. I'm sorry. Are you trying to sleep?" So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm watching right now.
Nice.
Nothing new. Nothing spectacular, nothing. But I am watching Helen was afterwards. They have the American West, and they just tell about the history of the American West, how Grant tried to make a treaty. He made a treaty with the Indians, how they wouldn't go in the Dakotas. And then what did they find? Gold. Well, and there was the Depression going on. Well, we need that gold, sorry. That was the whole Deadwood story.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't want to go back on his word. But it's funny, the actor they have playing Grant, all he does is walk around smoking.
If you want to talk about a president that shouldn't be in the top 40, one of them is Grant.
But he did try and do some things, and the Depression wasn't his fault. It was the railroad's fault, and that was started, you know, before he was even president. So
he's still a pretty horrible president.
He made some mistakes.
Yeah, pretty bad.
But he did, at least he was trying to do the honorable thing with the Indians and say, okay, hey, you guys are – but he got pressured at the end. Money talks, and he – you know, sure, he made mistakes. But no, he wouldn't be in the top 10. No.
Like I said, I don't know. I don't even know. He's considered one of the worst of all time.
He was, you know,
historically.
You look back on it, that would be a fascinating, you know, they did, I always said it was always weird they did a John Adams miniseries and book. Grant would be interesting because he wasn't really, you know, when the Civil War started, he wasn't really that great of, you know, it wasn't like he was a great general before that.
Was he really afterwards? He just kind of just threw a crap ton of people at it.
Well, he's credited with, you know, finally, you know, doing what Lincoln wanted, you know, stop hanging back here. But
anyway.
I think it'd be an interesting miniseries.
Okay. There's other presidents I'd like to have a miniseries about before we get to Grant.
What president that we haven't had a miniseries on that you would want one on?
Have they done like a good one on Teddy?
Teddy Roosevelt?
Yeah, like a true miniseries.
I would watch it.
I don't think they have.
I don't think they have either. I could be wrong. I mean, there's been tons on the Kennedys, tons on Lincoln, tons on Washington. Like I said, John Adams got one. Let's see.
Yeah, Jefferson.
Roosevelt. Jefferson has had some.
FDR. I know FDR has had some.
FDR's had plenty of them.
I'm saying Teddy.
Teddy. Let's do one on Teddy. You want to do one? Let's do a podcast on Teddy Roosevelt.
Sure.
I think it'd be successful.
Well, it's almost. I think it's time for five Action Jackson.
You could play the horse.
Thanks. Well, let's get the five music going here. Do you have your questions ready? You're proud when you told me on the 4th of July.
Oh, I have
the questions ready. So let's get them going here right now.
The five questions for Jack. The five questions for Jack. What really say? Nobody knows. One thing's for sure. Almost anything goes. The five. Questions for Jack.
All right, it is time for
questions
the five.
Questions for Jay. And I decided to go, since, you know, your people.
Who are my people?
Your Americans just celebrated your Independence Day. And every
year.
You're
born in America, so you are an American.
You Americans have to have this big celebration every year. Oh, boy, we won. Woo-hoo. We're Americans. We have to, you know, blow things up and show that we're number one. So anyway, you Americans,
uh-huh.
I thought I would, since you're a history major, right?
I am, just barely.
So I just barely, I decided to go with
C's get degrees.
Nice one. I decided to go with your history of your people.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly things, but you know, the founding fathers and some of the other stuff that, but the early American history.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or, you know, people of, you know, your descent.
Uh-huh.
I'll read these angrily, but you know, it is what it is. Okay, what day and year did John Adams and Thomas Jefferson die?
Okay, I know it was July 4th.
Okay, that's half right.
I feel like it was 20 years later. So, 1796.
Really? That's your guess? You know, Thomas Jefferson was president like in 1801.
Oh, was he? So was that? Hold on, time out.
I'm sure there's people that didn't like him and wished he was dead.
Was it 40 years to the day? I know it was something to the day. So it's okay. I'll add some more time. Hold on. Let's see. Maybe 50 years to the day. That's a long time. 96. So 1816.
Final answer?
Final answer.
So close. 1826. It was 50 years to the day. Of the celebration signing of the Declaration of Independence.
They're getting half. I think half a point.
I will give you half a point because you got July 4th, but you should have gotten that one as an American. But no, I just it's interesting because they two had fallen apart. You know, they were good friends during the Revolution. Good friends. They were on the same page. But then politics, they kind of, you know, went their separate ways. Plus, I think Adams knew that Jefferson was sleeping with his wife.
That's so. Your theory. Please do not present it as fact.
I'm gonna say it's fact.
Good job.
It can't be disproven, can it?
No, it doesn't mean it's fact.
Have you read the book, John Adams?
I have not.
Come
I know
on.
It's one of the three books you have read, so I know
it's
you're
one
proud
of the three
of
books I've read. And Adams is overseeing France with Ben Franklin, the player, and for years. And Jefferson's left alone with Abigail Adams. He comes over to the house. Come on. I've seen the Kardashians. I know what goes on. But anyway, you got a half point for that. All right. Who was this is question number two. Who was Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. I'm helping out here. Who was Thomas Jefferson's vice president during his first term? During his first term.
John Quincy Adams.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Wrong. It's Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr was the vice president.
Aaron well, that was a time when the runner-up would become vice president. Right.
Can you imagine if they still had that today?
Yeesh.
That would be the best reality show of all time right now.
Oh, God.
I mean, some of them you think they could work together. I could see Romney and Obama working together.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, they're two level-headed people. They could work together. There is no way. There is no way. The two people running now could work together.
No.
There's absolutely no way.
No.
Because neither one would want to be the vice president.
No.
So, but it would make for great television. all right. Question number three. It's about Dolly Madison. Who was Dolly Madison?
The person that created the American flag.
No. That's Betsy Ross.
Oh, Betsy Ross. Shit.
You said you're a history major?
Yeah, but I studied South American history.
Dolly, South American history.
I did. That's what I studied. South American and Middle Eastern.
Was it on the what's that mosquito virus they have going on?
No, there? It was on Zika. No, it was about Zika. The ancient South. Well, up to.
Are you serious? That's what you studied?
Yeah, I studied.
Why
yeah.
would you study South American history?
Because that's like the true origins of civilization the Americas.
Wouldn't American history be easier?
But I kind of have a general idea about America. I want to learn something
I
new.
I don't know. You just thought Dolly Madison made the U.S. flag.
What is she again? I forget.
She was the president's wife.
She's
James
the one that
Madison.
Saved the paintings during War of 1812?
Okay. This is the question.
Okay.
What did Dolly Madison save from the White House when it was set on fire by my people, the British, in 1814?
The Washington portrait, the...
You are correct, sir.
All right. See, I knew it.
Good job.
No, wait.
I thought you. I thought you were going to say she invented the zinger. But that wasn't that the thing for the
Twinkie kind of thing.
It was a Dolly Madison zinger. And yep. Every penis special was sponsored by Dolly Madison.
It's great. No, because to me, it's like I kind of had a general idea about American history, so I want to learn something new. So South American and Middle Eastern history is what I studied.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I think
so much
history,
you care about my life, father.
I think history major, I'm thinking, you know, okay, something interesting.
No, the Middle East, that's like the birthplace of human civilization.
I don't know if I get it. I don't know.
It's fascinating.
I do like world history.
Yeah, I mean, like literally, like the birthplace of the world as you know it came from just a certain amount of land in Egypt and Mesopotamia. Everything you know came from those two places.
I followed it more when my people were kind of taking over the world.
Ah, yeah. Well, still, it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. All history is fascinating, but I'm more into U.S. history. Not that I'm, you know.
I don't like to expand your view or anything. God forbid.
No, I said I like world history. I didn't realize that was what you took.
Yeah.
I'm stunned. No wonder you struggled with it.
You're so American biased. You think history means only American history. Gosh.
What are you talking about? My people is Britain. I mean, I'm just...
It's a very British thing to do.
Don't be making fun of my people. Anyway. We're going to take some heat on this podcast. Anyway.
So I got one and a half so far? One and a half?
One and a half. And I'm very impressed by the guy. I didn't know you'd get the portrait of George Washington.
Of course. That's a well-known one.
The building's burning and she just runs out and says, you know, I got to grab this.
It's a classic.
There's a painting of my husband. But you know what? I'm going to get the one of George.
I see him every day.
Yeah. And you got to get that tour of the White House.
One day I will.
I recommend everybody do it. It's very fascinating. It's just so cool being in there. I'd like to sleep in the Lincoln bedroom once. That'd be okay.
Sure.
Probably won't happen this next term because since I'm not voting.
Since you've already said you have not voting for either, I assume it's going to be a tough sell.
Where did I say I wasn't voting for you? let's see. What year did George Washington die? The founding father. The father of our country.
I feel like it's 1799.
I wonder if they say... If they told him at the time, you're our founding, you're the father of our country.
I mean, I guess I kind of assume because they were there when it was born, right?
I can see him on the turn, though. Really? Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. I'll be the father of the country. All right. Yawn, yawn, yawn.
I feel like I'm feeling 1799. So I'm just going to go with it.
Final answer?
Final answer.
December 12th. 1799.
Woo!
So I'm really impressed with this.
Yeah, that's everybody knows when George Washington died.
There's people that don't even know who George Washington is.
Well, learned people generally know when he died. Leached. Probably bled to death.
Yeah, he probably did, you know. Damn bloodsuckers. All right. So what city, you know, Paul Revere, he wrote saying the British are coming, even though they'd been there for years. That would have been me. What is he talking about? They're here. They've already been here.
But they're coming for real this time.
But they've been here. They've been killing us for years. They've been beating us and all this different stuff. What is he talking about? Do anything to get publicity. What city was Paul Revere born in?
Ooh. Shnikes. What were the big cities at that time? Like Philadelphia, New York, Boston.
York, Pennsylvania. It was the capital of the United States. You can't take that away from my people. It was.
It was. But like, I feel like Paul Revere, like I hear it in the Boston accent. Like, Paul Revere.
The British are coming. The British are coming.
Like, isn't like high schools and stuff like that? Paul Revere High School.
Let's just say if it had been New York, he'd been honking the horse's horn. Because that's what they do in New York, right?
I'm pretty sure he's like a Boston guy. So I'm going to say Boston.
He was born January 1st, 1735, north in Boston, Massachusetts.
Woohoo!
I won the five already. There's still like a question left.
No, that's five questions.
Oh, is that five?
Look at that. You got three and a half.
Three and a half.
The only one you didn't get was Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
And, of course, you were so close on the Jefferson.
It was 10 years away.
Adam, well, you said, I think it's 50 years apart. And then I was like, oh, he's got it. And then he said no.
Yeah. Don't rely on me to do math. But remembering things I'm pretty good at.
That's very impressed. I'm very impressed for someone who has South American history as a major.
Well, again, I do like to read and learn things.
Does that take you far?
the degree, no.
Would you go to the Rio Olympics?
Heck no.
If you could qualify, if say you're an athlete.
Yeah.
And be honest here, you've trained your whole life for a certain event. And this is your one shot at the Olympics. Would you go to the Rio Olympics?
Yeah, you'd have to. I don't know how you don't go.
I would do it.
The Zeker Vice isn't going to be as bad because it's winter there. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
There's other problems too. I mean,
they're not paying the police.
Saying, hey, look, we're not getting paid, so we can't protect you.
Yeah, so that's scary. That's more scary than Zika. The other thing is scary is if I was a rower and had to row in the sewage water. That's kind of disgusting.
You know, the guy going, row. Hey, you're spraying me with it. Stop. Row. Oh! getting in my mouth.
I mean, they're saying they're wearing special suits to try and protect them. That's still not going to save them. So it's a horrible situation. Unfortunately, it's too much big business to cancel it or anything like that. And I think if you've trained for it, you got to go.
Shouldn't we just have the Olympics every 4 years in the same spot?
I agree, because it's all it does is just burn through money and destroy. You know,
it's a big deal for the cities hosting it. It's a big deal
sometimes, but you look at the ones in Russia. I'm talking about, like, it was all fake, and the China one, like all those, it's big waste of money.
It originated in Greece. Let's just all put our money together.
But you can't do it in Greece right now because Greece is like in shambles. True. It's just. To me, I would say you do it in cities that already have like a really good stadium infrastructure, like LA. Like LA has a bunch of stadiums everywhere, or somewhere in Europe where they have a bunch of soccer stadiums. Like just a place that already has infrastructure built,
maybe
so you don't have
England
to waste
somewhere,
money.
Like London somewhere. Have it in London.
Well, they just did it in London.
Well, but I'm saying you have it in the same spot every year,
pick places that.
Or is the problem that
have a good infrastructure?
It started as just for fun. People just, okay, hey, let's get together and throw some rocks and see how far we can throw the rocks.
That's not how it started.
Yeah, we can throw some rocks and, you know, like discus, we'll throw, you know, the shot put, we'll throw rocks.
Yeah, that's not how it started.
And we'll run away from the Lions or whatever we're doing here. But it just was, it wasn't big money. That now it's all about the dollar signs.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the problem? Because the Olympic Committee was so corrupt. That's how, you know,
how it's like FIFA. I mean, they're all corrupt.
Right. So could we just go back to where it's no big deal?
I don't think you can. Well, we'll see. Like, I think it's viewers decide. So if like nobody
to me,
know,
it stopped,
watches.
It stopped being a big deal for the most part when we started using professional athletes.
That and there's so many doping violations going on.
And the Cold War, I mean, it was so much fun when you beat the Russians or you beat East Germany. I'm sorry, you don't remember, but growing up when you beat it was a big deal when you beat the Russians. You know, I'm not saying it to be mean, but just it was. It was that's what you as Americans, we like, yes, yes, we beat the Russians. Because we had the whole Cold War thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't around. You know, the wall, I think, came down.
I was alive during the Cold War.
Oh, yeah, the wall didn't come down until 89, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you had 4 years of the Cold War. That whole duck and cover was pretty strict, stressful on you, wasn't it?
Well, we still had duck and cover, but it was because of earthquakes.
Yeah. Did you you had duck and cover in school?
Yeah. Well, it was the earthquake drills where you'd get under the desk.
Have you seen that bed? I saw it on Facebook. I don't know if it's real or not, but I guess it's for Europe, a lot of the buildings collapse when there's an earthquake.
Yeah, so you fall into this like safe box or whatever.
Safe box, and it has like water and food supply in there. I said that is amazing.
I don't think it's really. I think it's one of those like concepts.
But isn't that? I never would have thought about that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
You're just sleeping, and then the bed, the rumbling starts, and it automatically closes into a box and protects you.
I think the key is, like, does it work like that all the time, or will it crush you and kill you instantly because it, like, didn't fold properly?
Well, be fair, if sadly, if the building collapses,
or what if it just did it because, like, the dog accidentally bumped into it or something?
Like, that would suck.
I feel like there's some testing that has to be done there. But, all right, well,
it's like those cars that did drive automatically. I guess there's been two deaths behind it.
Hey, you know, progress. Some lives don't make it. I don't know. All right, guys.
That's sad. I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's a cool concept to have a car where you don't actually have to.
Oh, I agree.
You could just say, okay, I'm going to Philadelphia from here.
And I could use Snap the whole time? Oh, my God. It'd be amazing. All of the naps.
It'd be great. But you know what happens? Zach would be up the whole time.
I'm just saying, like, if I had to drive for work or something, ugh, the best. You take a nap on your way home from work so that you're rested by the time you get home? What? All right, that is it for this week's Ramblecast. I want to send a special thanks to people that make this show possible, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago, and all
Aaron
130
Burr,
plus.
And Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr! Thank you so much. And all of our patrons, if you'd like to become one today, you can do so by going to janejack.com. Click on the Become a Patron link. We're also doing a whole bunch of other shows this summer, like Married Man Show, The Broadcast, Hell on Wheels, and The Lost Podcast. Check them all out on our whole enchilada feed or all individually. You can get all the links that you need over at janejack.com. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Calling time.
Also, you can send an email to lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right, guys, that is it for this week's Ramblecast. We'll see you guys next week, and then we'll be in San Diego for our annual panel on the TV show Lost.
It's at the library on Saturday. Can we tell what time yet?
Officially, it's unofficially, it's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Okay.
All right, guys, we will see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.